It's a big pleasure for me to be here with all of you, sharing this full day devoted to the history of computers. Maybe some of you know that currently to teach computer-related subjects near to the hardware is not very attractive for our students. It was not like it used to be, because maybe we had to do many abstractions and simplifications that are very far from the current technology that our students use every day. So they rather prefer subjects like operating systems or software developing, networks, and so on. So we have the problem of the motivation of our students to these subjects. So we thought that the Museum of Computer History can be a good tool in order to improve the motivation of our students to this subject, hardware-related subject, and also, obviously, to spread computer history and computer evolution. Because if we want good computer engineers, we really believe that they had to know our history. They know to love how computer history has been during the last decades. And we really are proud of the history of computers, and we have spread this idea among young people. So this is the idea we have in mind when we organize this experience. So my presentation has three parts. First, I will give you an idea about our museum. Then I will explain you briefly the contents of the computer organization subject. And putting all together, I will explain you the experience we have carried out last academic year, how we evaluate the experience and the main conclusions obtained. Our museum is placed at the School of Informatics in one of the buildings we have. We have three buildings, and this is the facade, the front building of where our museum is placed. Notice that the front view looks like a punched card, which is not a casualty. It was the idea of the architect when built the building. So our museum was inaugurated in 2001 without any budget, usually budget zero. And it has become recently an official museum from our local or federal government. As I told you, it's located in one of the three buildings we have for the facilities of the informatics school. And it was conceived like a patrimonial diffusion project aimed to spread our culture, our technological culture, among young people, but also it is open to public in general. So with the typical objective of any computer history museum, spread this evolution, spread this culture, we also have in mind to encourage critical reflection about some social and environmental issues related with the use of computers. It is placed over three floors, and the permanent exhibition is organized into glass showcases with the corresponding information placards and also with some informative panels. Here in the picture you can see some of these showcases, and the panels in this case are corresponding to the role of women in computing. This is our website, and currently it is offered only in Spanish and Catalan, which are our official languages, but we hope that soon it will be able also to see our website in English. The museum is also a live museum because Some of the computers we show, some of the devices we show are completely operative. So with the typical guided tour into the contents, we also offer additional activities, like for instance, workshops and game workshops with all computers. Some retro programming courses, one of them is programmed for next Monday for our students. Some competitions and game competitions, and also a series of movies related with computers in the last years. The permanent exhibition covers at least the last three decades of 20th century, and we have chosen chronological criteria for the exhibition. At the beginning, we have, as I told you, budget zero, and the organization of the museum was really made by the personal work of some of our colleagues working at the school. All the contents have been obtained by donations, and we put them into showcases when they are not very big, and we include some packers giving some information not only about the use of the device but also trying to put it into context, giving some names, the purpose of the device, other peripheral devices related with. And also we include some information about ecological issues like power consumption, electronic waste, and also some information related with the usually toxic materials that compose it. Another part of the museum is shown into informative panels that cover the history, some programming histories also, information about languages, women in computing, and spot and publicity. Here are some of the curiosities we show. We have two car punchers, completely operative, some ferrite coated memories, a wide set of mini and micro computers for the 70s and 80s. Some first portable computers from IBM, Macintosh, or also Apple. Two or three workstations typical of the 90s, like Indie stations or Alpha Deck workstations. And a wide set of video games fully operative. Now I pass to my second part of the presentation. I will give you an overview of what is the subject we are teaching. The name of the subject is Computer Organization, and it's a core subject in the second course of the degree for Computer Engineering. So our students are 20 years old, and we have also a previous subject that gives them an idea about, it's really an introductory course about how computers work, and also some aspects of digital electronics. The course has 9 European credit transfer systems. 6 of them are given in classroom or seminars, and 3 in the labs. Last year, where the experience was carried out, we have more than 400 students in 7 classrooms with different teachers in each classroom. And they were organized that the way the 6 groups were in morning times and only one in the evening time. And the bad news is that our success rate is very low. It's only 62%. So we want to improve the success rate, but also improving the motivation of our students, trying to facilitate them the understanding of the concepts and topics. As you can imagine, the main objective of this subject is to give an idea of how a simple computer works, studying the functional units and their interconnection, and giving a double point of view, from a quantitatively and qualitatively point of view. So the topics we study are the typical ones: the processor, the arithmetical logic unit, the memory, and the hierarchy, also cache memories, the input-output subsystem, and peripheral devices and buses, another structure for interconnection. So you can imagine we have to give a simplified vision of many concepts. Imagine the processor. Well, it is not possible to explain how a current processor works, so we have simplifications. But when it's possible, what means, at least always, we try to finish each chapter giving some current examples of processors, of memories, or peripheral devices. We use the processor MIPS R2000, like the conductor line, not only in this subject, but it is the architecture study during the whole career. So we use this assembly language in order to get an appropriate low-level point of view that permits our students to understand the hardware that supports these instructions of low level. The textbook we are using is Computer Organization and Design by Patterson and Genesis, a typical book used in many universities. So, how was the experience? When we plan the experience, we have in mind two objectives. Obviously, to increase the technological culture of our students that really didn't know anything about how computers were and how the technology has evolved. But also we have in mind try to motivate them to study our subject, because if we can find examples that put together the old computers with the recent ones, maybe they find that the subject is more attractive. The main problem was to organize this visit, because as I told you, we have more than 400 students, but finally only 269 showed their interest for the visit. So, as we planned to do two different parts in the activity, first one in the assembly room, giving a short lecture and some documentaries and so on, we had to organize them into two turns, because the capacity of the assembly room is only 150 people. Really, the activity was 2 hours length, including this the visit and the part of the assembly room. In the first part, we give them a short lecture, including some historical perspective of computers, and also pointing out about sociological and environmental aspects involved that sometimes are forget in when we talk about computers. Also, we project a documentary that covers the early stage of computers and programming. And for funny, we also project 2 spots of the early 80s. Maybe for you and me are not so strange, but notice that when these spots were show at TV, our students have not born yet. So for them are very shocking. So the second challenge was to organize the tour. It was not possible to do small groups because the exhibition is made in the same building when we have classes. So we tried to organize a self-guide visit. For this purpose, we made a questionnaire, like a kind of gymkhana, you know? So we prepared a battery of 100 questions related with the contents, related with the movies or the lecture, and they had to find the correct answer for all these questions by visiting the museum. Here you can see one of the questions. We organized four different questionnaires in order to have not the same for all the students. Here are some moments of the visit. They are looking at the show glasses and the packers, looking into the panels and trying to fulfill the questionnaire. After the visit, they put the signature in our visitors' book, and some of them were very happy with the experience. But really, we have to evaluate in two senses. First, we want to know if the students properly answer the questionnaire. And also, we would like to know if the experience has been well done, in sense that the objectives have been reached, and how we can improve for next editions. Obviously, as you can imagine, the questionnaire was quite good. 90% of the answers were correct. Yes, but how poor handwriting they show in their answers, how frugal some of them were, and sometimes we also found some literal transcription, or worst, bad literal transcriptions. So that gives an idea about how lazy our students, some of our students are, and the low interest they put in many, many things. In a second step, we plan a satisfactory survey in order to know if we reach the objectives and the things we can improve. The survey was completely anonymous because we can use a virtual platform that the university provide us in order to put exams and so on. So it was not difficult to do a survey online in an anonymous way. And in order to have an enough representative number of surveys, we tried to do it completely. It was a kind of obligation because we use it in order to do the match with the questionnaires, in order to, if they want to get marks, they need to fulfill the survey. The survey has 10 questions organized in four dimensions. You can see here an example of our survey. The first dimension tried to evaluate the activities in the assembly room before the visit. Dimension two, about the visit itself of the museum, the contents, and how the contents can arouse the curiosity of our students. Dimension three evaluates how the experience was organized, and with dimension four, we try to have an overall evaluation. The typical answers for this questionnaire was strongly agree, not agree, nor disagree, or strongly agree. In general, we have very positive answers because regarding dimension two, more than 80% of our students recognize that the activities before the museum has they like very much, And these activities help the students to know better the history of computers and to contextualize everything. Regarding the contents, the results are not so good, but also many of them, more than 70%, recognize that the contents of the museum arouse their curiosity. But regarding the organization of the experience, the results are not so good, because you can see about 20% of them don't agree with the organization. When after asking the students, really the response was quite simple. The students that have classes during the evening prefer the visit in evening times, not go especially in morning time for the visit. And regarding the overall evaluation, we have good and bad news. Good news because more than 80% of the students will recommend the experience to other students. So really they appreciate the effort or the teacher we have made to carry out this difficult experience. But not a high number of the students recognize that the visit has motivated them to better study the computer organization subject. In other words, there is a near 20% of them that recognize that they were not motivated at all. So we have the challenge for the next years is to improve this and in such a way try to motivate this 20% that it is not motivated at all. So finally, with the experience, we still are thinking that this computer museum is for us a very valuable tool to motivate our students and to spread computer history among young people. It's a pity that we have not more young people here and in all the events related with the history of our profession. It's a very complicated task to organize this experience for a high number of students, but really it's just work. It's a part of our work. Really, it's a very interesting experience. Our idea is to continue with it. It is planned for this academic year for the first Monday of October. We will try again improving some materials and organizing also a visit in evening times. But we have to recognize also that a more proactive attitude in our students is needed, which is quite difficult to obtain in our current studies, students. Thanks to you also. Thank you.